Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So authority means nothing but power. Responsibility means an obligation to do anything. Accountability means responsibility to answer for the work. But it's not as simple as it seems to be. Authority, responsibility, and accountability are very deep terms and are equally important. As they are equally important, that does not mean they exist separately from each other. Or maybe they do. Let's find out. We are joined on the line by Mfundisi Wethu, Pastor Malibanga. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good, Mfundisi. I hope that you're good, you are rested, and all is well.
All is well. The Lord is blessing. I can't complain of anything.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Our God and our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this wonderful morning for once again allowing us to be among the living and also to sit at your feet where you want us to learn something that will help us to grow in our spiritual lives. We pray, dear God, that as we will be discussing this morning, you will help us to understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Pundis, you're speaking all things authority, responsibility, and accountability. So when we are looking at the issue of authority, is it the same thing as power? When you have authority, does it mean that you have power?
When it comes to authority and power, I would pick it from the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, where Jesus is telling his disciples to say, this is what the Bible says. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Other versions say, all power and authority is given unto me. So when we talk about power and authority, every one of us might have the power. But what gives us the ability to exercise our power is authority. Yes, so authority comes in so that we can exercise our powers. And in simpler terms, we would say authority is a channel through which power is exercised. Or we would say authority is the capacity some has due to a position. So authority, you need to have a position to do something. I would give an example. I'm a theologian. I'm training to be a pastor. But that doesn't give me power to walk to any church and make decisions for them. As long as I'm not yet assigned a church to pastor, I might have the knowledge, I might have the powers to do, but without authority, they would ask me, hey, in which capacity are you speaking? So I need a position which gives me authority to exercise the powers that I have. But nonetheless, these two go along together.
Okay, so can a person in authority, Mfundisi, be responsible? How does the issue of authority and responsibility work together?
Like we said, authority gives you a position. You are working at a certain position. But when it comes to responsibility, it's an obligation where you need now to produce the results of the authority that you possess. I would give an example. Like in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, where David is charging Solomon, his son. He's telling him to say, you need now to be a man. You are now going to be the next king of Israel. You are going to be responsible. You are accepting that you take care of these people. So authority and responsibilities move together as one. Where there is authority, there is responsibility. You cannot be a leader who is idle without doing anything. Then what are you doing? You are just idle, doing nothing. And you know, when you are doing nothing, you don't know when you finish doing nothing. You keep on doing nothing. But when you have responsibility, you will not say, hey, I'm in leadership to do certain duties. Yes, you are not given authority for nothing. You are given authority for responsibility, to produce results.
So when you are given, Mpundiswami, that responsibility to produce results, how important is accountability? So a person in authority, can they be held accountable? And by who? I guess they've got the power, you know. They are the ones in charge. So who are they accountable to? And are they supposed to be accountable?
What I would say on accountability is that no one puts himself in leadership. You have the authority because you have been put there. I would give an example, like in the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 1. Now, this parable comes in after Jesus had given the parable of the lost son who went out and squandered all the resources that he had. When he came back, the father accepted him. And a lot of us would think, hey, we can do whatever we want. We are not accountable for anything. Mm-hmm. But Jesus comes in to give another parable in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. And this is what he says. And now he was also saying to his disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his position. And he summoned him and said to him, what is it that I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be a manager. So even in the Bible, there's accountability. So even in the corporate world, there is also accountability, because it is through accountability that you improve your performance. It's through accountability that helps you to measure your progress. You cannot be a leader who is doing nothing. So how do you know? You need to be accountable. People have to evaluate you, and you also need to evaluate yourself so that you can produce good results. The good part about accountability is you begin to do new things. Sometimes you might be comfortable of doing the same things. You can be comfortable, you know, when you are doing the same things, you can even be making the same mistakes. But if there are people who are accountable, who are evaluating you, who are criticizing you, you'll be able to come up with new ideas and find better ways of exercising your authority and other responsibilities that you are doing.
So those who have so much authority, Mpundiswami, are they accountable to God? If, for example, let's take in a church setting, as much as that doesn't happen, but for example, in a church settings, if the elders aren't able to hold the pastor, for example, accountable, the conference, and so forth and so on, all those lines of authority are not able to hold this particular individual who has authority in accountable, whatever structure they're in. Even, let's say, maybe in the GC, you know, they are unable to do that. Is God the one who's going to hold them accountable one day?
For sure. Just like Jesus gave this parable of a man who was rich, who had the manager who was working for him. He held him accountable. This was a parable which is presenting God himself now asking us on how we used our resources, how we were managing the affairs of the responsibilities that we were given.
Okay, I see. So what happens, Mpundiswami, when the person or those who have authority do not practice accountability? Let's say even me here on radio, you know, I don't practice accountability. You as a pastor, you don't practice accountability. What then? Even parents, I have to bring it there. Even parents, Mpundiswami, they don't practice accountability in the home. What then happens?
The first thing is there will be poor results. Poor results will surely follow you, because no one is evaluating you. You are not accepting accountability. Then number one, poor results. Your work won't be that effective. Number two, people will lose trust and confidence in you as a parent, as a leader. People will definitely lose confidence in you. Come on, there's no transparency in your working. What if you are misusing your powers? Okay, so, and again, you have unclear responsibilities. If you have no accountability, you will do what you feel like doing, neglecting your duties that you're supposed to be doing. And you also broke new ideas, because it is through accountability that new ideas will come in. But if you do not accept accountability, you keep on doing the same thing. You know, we are in the generation that is so advanced. You keep on with your 1970 something decisions, even in here. So you'd find that your work won't be that effective. Mm. And you'll be automatically a blind leader. People won't be following you. You'll be a blind leader.
Indeed. And we do not want people, Mpundiswami, to be blind leaders. We do thank you for that one. And I hope that, you know, as people in authority, as leaders, we are able to hold people accountable. We are all able to be responsible. And we're also able to exercise our authority with grace. So in closing remarks, Mpundiswami, on this topic for today, authority, responsibility and accountability.
A good leader is one who is responsible and accepts accountability. In that way, we are going to grow and become better Christians. Mm. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Pundis, I'm going to ask that you do pray for us.
Okay, thank you. Shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we thank you this morning for helping us to understand little things about authority, responsibility, and accountability. We pray that may you continue revealing to us what we should know as we are living the last days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundiswami, thank you so much for joining us today. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. God bless you more.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.